Massachusetts is preparing to open up coronavirus vaccines for 12 to 15-year-olds this week. The FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine for that age group earlier this week, and today the CDC could give its approval. Public health experts hope expanding vaccinations will alleviate concerns about COVID in schools. WBUR's Angus Chen has more.
The week after spring break, 22 students tested positive for the coronavirus at Hopkinton High School. That was more than they'd ever experienced in a single week.
It was very stressful because it was an anomaly for us.
Carol Cavanaugh is the school superintendent for Hopkinton.
Parents will be looking at your dashboard numbers, and their first assumption is that the virus is being transmitted in school. And that was not happening during that week.
Kavanaugh says it was really kids who got infected over spring break and then tested positive when they came back to school. That was a couple weeks ago, and the high school has detected zero new cases recently. Kavanaugh thinks that's because of masking and physical distancing.
I'll be really honest with you. When we began school in September, I would not have believed we would still be in school and, you know, by Halloween. But the truth of the matter is we've been doing a really good job. Our kids come in and they wear masks. They keep their masks on.
That's been true across the state. Health officials report more than 17,000 current COVID-19 clusters, and just 57 are at K-12 schools. Dr. Andrea Serinello is an infectious disease physician at Massachusetts General Hospital. She says it's rare for the coronavirus to spread in schools.
That's really true as long as people are able to really keep up with all of the mitigation, and masking is the most important one. People have actually transmitted to each other much more outside of school than inside of school.
That's where vaccines might make the most difference. If enough kids 12 and older take advantage of their new eligibility, transmission could plummet when teens and kids socialize after class. That might be just the thing to help prevent clusters from popping up at schools in the first place.
I've been really struck by the very impressive decline in the number of school-associated cases in staff, and I imagine we'll see something very similar in the students as they start to become vaccinated as well.
Safety trials show the vaccines work just as well for teens as they do for adults. What's less clear is how many parents will hesitate to get their kids the shots without more long-term data. Health officials say this might be one of the last hurdles to achieving herd immunity. Sean McAuliffe is the health director for Hopkinton. He says the town has vaccinated over 80% of adults with at least one dose.
Last week, about 29% of the high school population had received their first vaccine. So this is where the opportunity lies.
McAuliffe helps run a vaccine clinic on the first floor of the Doubletree Hotel in Westboro. On Saturdays, it serves just high school students. McAuliffe is a soft-spoken guy, but his eyes twinkle as he looks around the clinic.
If we get this group, I really think we're going to have a shot at returning to normal. We're going to finish vaccinating about 750 today, so that's a start.
Carlos Matos, a high school senior, says that's one of the main reasons he's excited to get vaccinated. He sits down next to his mom after getting his first shot of the Pfizer vaccine and daydreams about the things he'll do once he's fully vaccinated.
Hang out with my friends, go eat some food, watch some movies. It'll be fun. I've been meaning to hang out with my friends since all of this has happened.
Yes, I'm so exciting. So excited for that.
Matos' mom, Sandra Acosta, seems even happier than her son. She says she can't wait for the rest of the family to get vaccinated, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.